Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to get started with some upcoming performances with Duke Performances. Just a quick reminder, you can purchase tickets, or for more information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and that phone number is 919-684-4444. On Friday, February 21st at 8 p.m., the King's Singers will be performing at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Quote, a superlative vocal sextet that has retained immaculate blend, perfect tuning, and crystal diction, and that's a quote from the London Times, the King's Singers performs the widest repertoire in the musical world, more than 2,000 pieces, including early motets, cutting-edge new classical music, and Broadway gems. That repertoire is on full display at Duke Performances, beginning with masterworks drawn from two of the finest collections of the Renaissance, Italy's Two Trifano di Dori and England's The Triumph of Oriana. The King's Singers then turn to a 20th century songbook, American Classics, written by the Gershwins and Rodgers and Hart. Again, the King's Singers will be performing Friday, February 21st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Coming up on Saturday, February 22nd, also at 8 p.m., is Lisa De La Salle on the piano, and that performance also takes place at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 if you're a Duke student, and this performance is also a reserved seating performance. French pianist Lisa De La Salle has wowed the world with her gifts, superlative technique, and a passionate, mature musicianship found only in the rarest of prodigies, and that's a quote from LA Weekly. 5 years after this extraordinary performer amazed audiences as the inaugural artist in Duke Performance's piano recital series, she returns to an even more accomplished and acclaimed musician. De La Salle's program centers on two towering French masterpieces, Debussy's Preludes, painterly miniatures that bridge romantic and modern styles, and Ravel's Gaspard de la Nuit, a set of fantastical vignettes so technically dazzling that only a few pianists in the world can play it. She also plays two starker but no less monumental works, Bach's Chaconne, which Brahms described as a whole world of the deepest thoughts and most powerful feelings, and Brahms' Theme and Variations, his tribute to Bach's Chaconne. Again, Lisa De La Salle will be performing Saturday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Ebony String Quartet will be performing Saturday, March 1st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. This quartet blends classical artistry with French cool. The New York Times calls them one of the standout quartets of the new generation. They bring flawless technique to their take on the chamber repertoire. Their 2009 album of French string quartets won them awards for Record of the Year from both Echo Classic and Gramophone. For its first appearance in Durham, they begin with one of Mozart's quartets dedicated to Haydn. They continue with Mendelssohn's A Minor Quartet, the 18-year-old prodigy's daring homage to the late quartets of Beethoven. The program concludes with Schumann's Dreamlike String Quartet No. 3, composed in his astonishing year of chamber music. Again, the Ebony String Quartet performs Saturday, March 1st at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. For more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. Goodnight's Comedy Club has Todd Class performing February 20th through February 22nd. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-828-5233. Tickets for this performance will start at $18. Todd Glass, solidly ensconced in the 30 to 40 demographic, comedian Todd Glass may now be considered ineligible to be labeled a wonderkind, but he certainly was one, having launched his career in comedy at age 16. Since that precocious start, the Philadelphia native has developed into a polished performer with a bent for inventive material that often mocks the conventions of stand-up. Todd is currently on the road performing nationally with comedian actor David Spade. Todd's first CD, Thin Pig, with Comedy Central Records, was recorded in Tempe, Arizona, and features an hour of Glass's fantastics, observations, and stories. No stranger to television, however, viewers got a thrill watching Jess Todd as one of the house finalists in the wildly successful seasons of the NBC reality series Last Comic Standing 2 and Last Comic Standing 3, Battle of the Best. Since arriving in L.A., Todd has amassed an impressive list of credits. He has guest appearances on such shows as ABC's Home Improvement, NBC's Friends, and the HBO's Mr. Show. Todd has also become a veritable fixture on Comedy Central, recently headlining his own half-hour stand-up special Comedy Central Presents, Todd Glass. Demonstrating his unwavering innovation, Todd co-created, co-executive produced, and starred in Todd's Coma, a pilot produced by Adam Sandler's company Happy Madison for TBS. The much-praised, slightly twisted show, in which Todd's curious family conducts interviews with visiting celebrities while he lies in a coma, attracted such celebrity guests as Ben Stiller, Fred Willard, Herb Albert, Ray Romano, and Ariana Huffington. Todd is no stranger to working with talent. In addition to touring with David Spade, Todd has performed with Jack Black and Tenacious D, earning high praise from Black himself. I covet his brain. His live performances, including appearances at the famed 2008 Montreal Just for Laughs Festival and the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival, have generated rave reviews from major publications. The Los Angeles Times praised his freewheeling style and quick wit, while Variety noted Todd is crafty and sharp-edged. Todd currently resides in Los Angeles. Again, Todd Glass will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club on February 20th through the 22nd. And for more information or to purchase tickets, you can call Goodnight's at 919-828-5233. The Carolina Theater, we have Brett Denon performing on Monday, February 24th. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. The performance for Brett Denon, again, is February 24th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance will start at $22. 2013 had been a banner year for Brett Denon. Recently signed to F-Stop Atlantic Records, Brett is currently recording his fifth studio album with Charlie Peacock in Nashville. Coming off a top 10 hit in Comeback Kid, Brett continues to cement himself as one of his generation's strongest songwriters. Perhaps his greatest strength as a songwriter and performer is his authentic and evolving connection to his fans. From the children listening to him as a camp counselor where he was first inspired to play, to sold-out shows across the country, Brett brings passionate followers wherever he goes. Brett Denon will be performing at the Carolina Theater Monday, February 24th at 8 p.m. Also at the Carolina Theater, the Mavericks will be performing Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m., and tickets for this performance start at $24. The country-steeped garage band with a Cuban-American lead singer that has emerged from Miami in 1989 with their sultry debut that was equal parts innocence, intensity, and vintage influences has reunited in 2012 after an 8-year hiatus. Time has a way of melting when you're busy living life, and 2 decades have passed since their polyrhythmic brand of postmodern country has given the world All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down, Here Comes the Rain, and Dance the Night Away. Again, the Mavericks will be performing at the Carolina Theater Friday, February 28th at 8 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets for either of these performances, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Some upcoming performances at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call Deepak at 919-680-2787. On February 27th at 7:30 p.m., Alton Brown, the Edible Inevitable Tour, will be coming to Deepak. Alton Brown, Iron Chef host and renowned television personality, is taking his brand of quirky humor and culinary science on the road with the Alton Brown Live, the Edible Inevitable Tour. Brown will appear at Deepak on Thursday, February 27th. Recently named Best Food TV Personality at the Munchies, Brown's tour promises to be an eventful evening of stand-up comedy, talk show antics, multimedia lecture, live music, and food experimentation. Be prepared. Ponchos will be involved. The show will offer an interactive component in which audience members will have the opportunity to serve as Brown's trusted assistants on stage. For those hoping to sip at the pure source of Brownian wit and wisdom, this is a must-see extravaganza for the whole family. Brown said, quote, I've been cultivating material for this show for about a decade, so it'll feel pretty darn good to finally get it out of my head and onto stage. I feel we've come up with some pretty amazing food demos, and the multimedia segments are solid, but I do have to say I'm a bit nervous about the singing parts. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most Deepak performances. To better serve the Deepak concert comedy Broadway fans in their primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the Deepak Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. For those of you who like to plan ahead, on March 9th, the second annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience is coming to Deepak. This is a benefit featuring 30 Durham restaurants and 50 breweries. Tickets for this will be are actually on sale now. Three local partners collaborate to create a true Bull City experience. Deepak, Sam's Quick Shop, together with Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room, founded the Bull City Food and Beer Experience to educate and stimulate your palate and mind through the pairing of local food, showcasing 30 Durham restaurants and unbelievable beer from 30 premier craft import breweries. In addition to the food and beer pairings, guests will be able to enjoy an on-stage experience featuring 20 cask-conditioned beers from breweries across the country, a sampling of local food artisans brought to you by the Durham Farmers Market, and music by Mipso. This year's event will feature a North Carolina craft beer panel featuring Oscar Wong of Highland Brewery, Jamie Bartholomew of Foothills Brewing, Sean Lilly Wilson of Durham's own Full Stream Brewery, Robert Portress of Carolina Brewery, and Ben Woodward of Har River Farmhouse Ales. Admission into the Bull City Food and Beer Experience includes a souvenir tasting glass, food sampling from 30 of Durham's finest restaurants and beer tastings from 50 breweries, keynote speakers from local craft beer panel, and live music from Mipso. Who's included? The restaurants included are the Bull City Burger and Brewery, Pompery Pizza, Dos Perros, Fairview Restaurant at Washington Duke Inn and Golf Club, Pops, 604 at West Village, Baguette About It, Matty B's, Six Plates, Papa Mojo's Roadhouse, Koa Kiab Barbecue, G2B Gastro Pub, Tyler's Tap Room, Saltbox Seafood, Lily's Pizza, Piedmont, Revolution, Toast, Bull Street Gourmet and Market, The Pit Durham, Nana Taco, Parazad, Local 22, 5850, Blue Seafood and Bar, Primal Food and Spirits, Gear Street Garden, Mateo, Vin Rouge, Loaf, Big Spoon Roaster, and Water Dog Farms. This event is a fundraising event to benefit the Ellerbee Creek Watershed Associations. All ticket holders must be 21 years of age and must bring a valid photo ID. The event reserves the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. The date, time, prices, and all participants are subject to change. Again, this is an event, the Bull City Food and Beer Experience, coming up on March 9th at between 4 and 8 p.m. at Deepak. purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-680-2787. We have a couple of performances coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Dinosaur Train will be performed February 28th through March 2nd, and this is part of the Storybook Theater series benefiting Marble's Kids Museum. This is a performance based on the television show Dinosaur Train, created by Craig Bartlett and produced by the Jim Henson Company. Dinosaur Train Live, Buddy's Big Adventure, embraces and celebrates the fascination that preschoolers have with both dinosaurs and trains. The series encourages basic scientific thinking skills as the audience learns about life science, natural history, and paleontology. Come join Buddy, Tiny, Kane, and Don, and more in this fun-filled, interactive, immersive live trip back in time to an age when dinosaurs roamed the earth and rode in trains. The showtimes for this, February 28th at 6:30 p.m., March 1st, 11 a.m., and again at 2 p.m., and March 2nd, 11 a.m., and again at 2 p.m. And the ticket prices range from $14 to $37. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in the Fletcher Opera Theater, Solus. This performance takes place at 8 p.m. The tickets for this for the general public are $27 to $29. If you are a Pinecone member, they are $22 to $24. Solus is the quintessential Irish-American band recording and touring in the USA today. In this show, they will share the story of immigrants during the Industrial Revolution through the lens of band leader Seamus Egan's great-great-uncle's story. Egan was inspired by his family history to create Shamrock City, the band's most ambitious project to date. Shamrock City tells the story of Butte, Montana, a mining town at the turn of the 20th century, as seen through the eyes of an Irish immigrant and Egan's great-great-uncle, Michael Conway. In 1910, he sailed from Cork County in Cork, Ireland, to Philadelphia, and then made his way to Butte to work on the copper mines. 6 years later, at the age of 25, he was dead. With audio recorded in Philadelphia and film footage in Butte, Shamrock City seeks to not only uncover the life and young death of Conway, but also to illuminate life as an immigrant during the Industrial Revolution. The Shamrock City Live Show is an interactive multimedia state show featuring stories from and projected images of Butte that is receiving rave reviews. Anchored by founding member Seamus Egan on flute, tenor banjo, mandolin, whistles, guitars, and budran, and Winifred Horan, violins and vocals, Solus is rounded out by Mick McCauley, accordions, low whistle, concertina, and vocals, Eamon McHolm, guitars, keyboards, and vocals, and newest member and lead singer, Nina Varian Barry. Through fresh and unexpected arrangements of age-old tunes, compelling and topical originals and covers, and unparalleled musicianship evident on their 10 albums, Solus continues to help drive their genre forward. Join Solus, Irish America's most influential band, NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock, as they celebrate the release of Shamrock City, their 11th album and most ambitious project and live show to date. A family story of immigration, mining, and murder, and the remarkable history of Michael Conway in Butte, Montana. Keemroll of FolkAlley.com calls it, quote, a deeply thoughtful, imaginative collection of songs which grapple with the wealth of ideas and emotions inherent in the immigrant journey. Well known as genre crossers, special guests on the album include Rhiannon Giddens of Grammy Award-winning old-time string trio Carolina Chocolate Drops and Affy O'Donovan of new folk trailblazers Crooked Still. The Shamrock City Live Show, an interactive multimedia stage show that features stories and projected images of Butte, is receiving rave reviews. Paul Keating, a longtime Irish music critic and founder of the Catskills Irish Arts Week, released this early review for IrishCentral.com. Quote, based on the performance, this could be a landmark recording, and in some aspects it might very well be the best one they've ever done, which is saying something given the supernova status of their early years. Julia Crowley of Eugene Weekly says their Shed gig was amazing, excellent, a fascinating story. This Duke Energy for the Performing Arts is accessible for everyone. The center's services do include audio description, sign language interpretation, assistive listening devices, on-site wheelchairs, shuttle services, wheelchair-accessible parking, entrances, and seatings. If you have additional questions or requests, you can call the Pinecone office at 919-664-8333. And again, Solis will be performing at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, March 7th at 8 p.m. Again, for those who like to plan ahead, on March 9th, Barrowburn will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History in the Daniels Auditorium at 3 p.m. This is part of the Music of Carolina series, which normally attract overflow crowds. These concerts are free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to the performance on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m., and the doors will open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. Tickets must be presented before entering the auditorium. Barrowburn is a versatile Celtic group, equally at home ripping through a set of jigs or reels as they are rendering the simple beauty of Slow Air or Lamont. These Raleigh-based musicians play traditional Celtic music on acoustic instruments. They perform both legacy and contemporary ballads from the traditions, as well as comical pub songs. In concert, they demonstrate their love for their music, but do so from an American perspective. Barrowburn has played at numerous festivals, including the Gaelic Festival in Raleigh, Celtic Fest in Cary, and the International Festival in Raleigh. They often play for dancers at both Sealy and Contra Dancers, as well as private parties and receptions throughout North Carolina. For more than 10 years, they have been the house band at Tír na n-Óg, Raleigh's premier Irish pub and home of the weekly Pinecone Irish Jam. Barrowburn is Jeff Cates on fiddle and vocals, Nathan Deese on flute, whistle, mandolin, and banjo, Richard Norden on guitar and vocals, and Virgil Seeley on fiddle, mandolin, bodhran, guitar, and vocals. Cates' poignant rendition of an air on his fiddle and his rich baritone interpretation of a favorite Irish song are hallmarks of the Barrowburn sound. Studying both classical and folk styles, he is also a member of the Raleigh Civic Symphony, teaches tunes at local sessions, and sings in his church choir. Attending numerous Swannanoa gatherings, Cates has studied with some of the world's best Irish and Scottish fiddle players, including Elk Baker, Laura Risk, and Brian Conway. Deese cast around a while for the perfect woodwind instrument for many years until he came upon the penny whistle. He studied whistle under the Laura Byrne Egan in the Baltimore Irish Arts Program, then branched out to Irish flute, guitar, mandolin, and Irish tenor banjo. He has played with a variety of local folk music groups. He has led the North Carolina Renaissance Festival's Madrigal and Pub Singing Group, and he plays for his church choir. Norden was an active member of the folk music community that flourished around Saratoga Springs, New York in the 70s and 80s. He performed as a singer-songwriter throughout the Northeast and Midwest. His songs have been sung by Gordon Bach, Margaret MacArthur, Priscilla Herdman, Ann Dotson, Rory Makeham, and others. Seeley is the leader and booking agent for the band. His driving fiddle and his tenor voice are a mainstay of the band's sound. Adept at the bodhran, guitar, and mandolin as well, Seeley always hogs the most inputs on the soundboard. He has attended workshops and master classes in fiddle and bodhran, as well as soaking up tunes from other great players at area sessions and house parties. Again, Barrowburn will be performing Sunday, March 9th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History in downtown Raleigh in the Daniels Auditorium. This concert is free and open to the public, and tickets will be given out on the table outside of the auditorium at 2 p.m. the day of the show, and will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis. It's time to read a couple of upcoming events through Pinecone. The Wailing Jennings concert Saturday, February 15th, the Carolina Theater, has been sold out, but you can be added to the wait list if you are interested. That number to be added to the wait list is 919-664-8302. This performance does take place at the Carolina Theater, located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. The Wailing Jennings are a perennial Pinecone favorite, and they're back on the road after another eventful, in a good way, hiatus. Nikki Mehta, Ruth Moody, and Heather Mass continue to blend their distinct voices together in amazing harmonies. This year, they return to the Triangle in Durham's historic Carolina Theater. Moody and Massey both released solo projects in 2013 to critical acclaim, and Mehta is working on her sophomore solo release, A Collection of Lullabies, due out sometime in 2014. Again, this performance is sold out, but you can get on the waiting list. Performance is Saturday, February 15th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater in Durham. And that phone number, one more time to be added to the wait list, is 919-664-8302. The Irish Music Sessions will be taking place on Sunday, February 16th and the 23rd from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernan Oak, located at 218 South Blount Street in downtown Raleigh. Tiernan Oak and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. And we've got a couple of upcoming performances that are happening. On Saturday, February 15th, Tommy Edwards will be at The Roost at Farrington Village in Pittsboro. For more information, you can call them at 919-542-1239. Molly O'Brien will be at the 40 Acres House Concert at Five Oaks Clubhouse in Durham. Also on Saturday, February 15th, and there is a website, which is just 40acres.org for more information. On Sunday, February 16th, Larry Hutchinson will be at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-833-8898. On Monday, the February 17th, the Starry Mountain Singers will be performing at Grace Lutheran Church in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-866-8822. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.